You're listening to SBS News.
The members of the G20 International Forum, 19 nations plus the European Union, have wrapped up their summit in Saudi Arabia as the presidency passes from that country to Italy. Not surprisingly, COVID-19 and climate change were the major issues under discussion by the world's leaders who were attending virtually. Saudi Arabia's King Salman said countries rose to the challenge of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have adopted important policies that will achieve recovery all the way to an economy that is resilient, sustainable, inclusive, and balanced. These policies will also maintain the momentum to make the global trade system work for all and create the conditions to achieve sustainable growth.
The G20 began in 1999 as a forum for finance ministers and central bank governors to discuss the world's economy, but in the wake of the 2008 global financial crisis, it began to include the leaders of member countries. Italy takes over the presidency of the G20 from December the 1st. Italy's Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte, promised the forum would continue to prioritise the response to the coronavirus pandemic.
La risposta sanitaria e socio-economica alla pandemia.
The health and social and economic response to the pandemic, which has caused and continues to cause immense suffering to the human race and has already dealt significant blows to the world economy, will of course continue to be at the top of our agenda to keep the international community's commitment to the COVID-19 response high. We will be committed to addressing the main challenges of the health emergency, with particular reference to universal and equitable access to vaccines and strengthening health systems.
Sistemi sanitari. Although the G20 group represents the world's most economically powerful nations, there was a commitment to make any successful COVID-19 vaccine available to all countries. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the virus challenge must be answered by all.
Fortunately, there is now hope for vaccines, and in this respect the question arises very specifically that we are not only securing vaccines for ourselves in Europe, as the European Commission is doing, but that this is also important and right for all the countries of the world. This has been reaffirmed in particular by the G20 participants from Africa, that is to say by the President of South Africa, Mr. Ramaphosa, and by President Kagame from Rwanda. Germany has paid into this COVAX fund, but there is still a considerable lack of funds and therefore we have to continue here.
Australia's Scott Morrison was among the leaders who pledged in a draft G20 communique to pay for a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines and tests around the world, regardless of wealth. The ongoing challenge of climate change was the other main subject for discussion. China's President Xi Jinping argued that it was vital for countries to strengthen their response to climate change and to fully implement the Paris Agreement.
Dear colleagues and friends, the Earth is our shared home. We may follow the vision of a community with a shared vision for mankind and pitch in to tackle climate and other environmental challenges, and protect the blue planet. Let me share my thoughts with you on what G20 could do. First, we could strengthen our response to climate change. G20 should continue to lead in tackling climate change. We need to follow the guidance of the UNFCCC, and push for the full and effective implementation of the Paris Agreement on climate change. Not long ago, I announced China's initiative to scale up its nationally determined contributions and strive to peak carbon dioxide emissions by 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2060. China will honor its commitment and see the implementation through.
Outgoing United States President Donald Trump disagreed with this consensus, even though President-elect Joe Biden has already said that he intends for America to recommit to the Paris Agreement as soon as he becomes president. President Trump defended his decision to withdraw the U.S. from what he calls the one-sided Paris Climate Agreement, which he claimed was simply a ruse to destroy America's economy.
To protect American workers, I withdrew the United States from the unfair and one-sided Paris Climate Accord, a very unfair act for the United States. The Paris Accord was not designed to save the environment. It was designed to kill the American economy. I refuse to surrender millions of American jobs and send trillions of American dollars to the world's worst polluters and environmental offenders. And that's what would have happened.
He claimed that since withdrawing from the Paris Accord, the United States had reduced carbon emissions more than any nation anywhere in the world.
Our air is 7% cleaner than when I took office. At the same time, we've made America energy independent. Bolstered by our historic tax and regulatory cuts, the United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas in the world.
Soon after finishing his own address to the G20, President Trump left for the golf course, not staying to listen to what other world leaders had to say. Alan Lee, SBS News.